In Parsha Shlach, we have the story with the 12 Meraglim, and 10 of them go off the path, and then we have two. We have Yeshua and we have Kalev, who remain loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Moshe, to the Torah, to really the plan. And if you think about it, it's not so crazy. I mean, it's a little crazy because they were all tzaddikim that you have 10 people who would just come back and say, no, that's a terrible plan. We can't go to Eretz Yisrael. Fine. But in many ways, it's more shocking what Yeshua and Kalev did. As so often in life, we just want approval. We just want to know that we're doing what everybody else is doing. How often would it be that we trip and our first reaction is we look around, did anybody see us? Because if somebody saw us, does it change the fact? We still tripped, you still fell. But no, I need to know that other people see. Like, we so much in life need the approval of other people. So what Yeshua and Kalev were doing here when they were saying, I don't care if the other 10 are going to think we're off our rocker, if B'nai Yisrael is going to think we're off our rocker, but this is what we believe in. This is what we think is the evidence, and we're not giving up on what we believe in, which is in unbelievably inspiring story in the Torah, especially as we're living through the times we live in, when we so much need the approval of other people. If we even think for one second somebody might think, oh, why are you doing that, we immediately shift our thoughts. As somebody who works in a yeshiva and with my own children, like, you're so easily able to see that very often they don't really believe in what they're doing, but they know that Poloni expects them to do X, and they're not willing to be a person who does Y when they know that's the expectation. And Yeshua and Kalev very easily could have taken that route, and Jewish history as a whole would have been very, very different. It's very, very important when we know something's the emes to stand up in it. Yeah, some people might be upset. Some people might think, oh, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Oh, you're so frum, and this and that. And it might cause a little bit of a ruckus. But it's important to stand on what we believe to be the Emes. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.